Bonjour et merci de voler des liens de Phil Hendrick. Nous compterons une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis.
Okay, can you hear that?
I got it, Phil.
Okay, Margaret Gray on piano there. And Merry Christmas.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing real good. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, we're having a Christmas party here. Not really a big party, but I thought I'd invite some of the guys in. Harvey, how you doing?
I'm doing real good.
I feel like hell. I feel like living hell.
You look like it, too.
Yeah.
All right, guys, break it up, okay? And Bobby, how are you? It's nice to see you and Steve here for the party.
Phil, this is just—it's such a glorious day. Margaret, you play well.
Thank you, Bobby. I'm going to play a little song here. This is called "Jingle Bells." Oh, what fun it is to! You know this song, Phil?
Yeah, I think I've heard it before.
Well, let's do a sing-along. I'd love to do that.
Well, first, I'd like to introduce everyone that's here. Okay, so Bobby, it's good to have you here.
Phil, it's nice to be here. And Steve, Steve's here. Hi, honey.
Hi, Debbie.
And Steve's pouring up some eggnog. And David G. Hall. David, how are you?
I'm doing real good, Bobby, and I'd like to thank everybody who's been a part of the success of the Phil Henry Show. Not that he's had any success yet, but today, when he does have success, I'd like to thank those people that may be a part of it.
And I'm Margaret Gray, and this is the Phil Henry Show Christmas Party.
All right, play a song.
Party. Have some nog, everybody. It's got liquor.
I want to get a little bit of that.
Yeah, bud.
Dashing through the snow in the one-horse open sleigh. Oh, o'er the hills we go. Oh, laughing all the way. Ha, ha, ha. Bells on bobtail ring. Making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleigh. Come on, bud, do it.
Jingle bells, yeah. All the way, oh, I finally sleigh up your ass, up your ass.
Okay, that does it. That does it, man. If you don't want to do it right, if you don't, turn it off.
What?
Turn it off. If you don't want to do it right, bud, we're not going to have the Christmas party, okay?
I don't want to do the party.
Then don't be singing dirty lyrics. Where's R.C. Collins? Is he here?
He's going to be coming in. Just call. He called from a car phone. He's going to be coming in.
Okay. Let's do that one more time. We're going to have a sing-along with Bud Collins. Or what is your name again?
Bud Collins. Jesus. Who's he?
He's a game show host from the 50s or 60s. I don't know who the hell he was. I think it was that guy that does tennis.
Bud Dickman, asshole.
Okay, so that wasn't necessary at all, was it? Was it?
No, it wasn't. I'm sorry.
All right, Margaret, go ahead.
All right, let's quit arguing. This is the time of year where everyone should love each other. Here is Jingle Bells. Bud, do you want to sing this?
Yeah.
Do it right, bud.
I will. Dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh.
Wait a minute. Go. Oh!
Oh, slow, laughing all the way. Ha ha. Ho, bells on bobtail ring. Oh, making spirit bright. What fun is rising sleigh song night. Oh,
you smell like a butt. You smell like. All right, turn it off. Turn it off. Okay, man.
What?
I told you not to do that, didn't I?
I was having fun.
I told you not to go get some eggnog. Go serve up the eggnog. You are now officially cabin boy on this thing, okay? Bug off. And get R.C. in here, okay?
Hey, R.C.
Hey, everybody, how you doing?
R.C., we're doing Jingle Bells. Margaret, you got it?
I do. Here you go, R.C., darling. Sing this.
This better not be... What is this?
This is my favorite song. Silent night. Holy night.
This is nice, RC.
Thank you.
All is calm. All is bright.
Lovely.
Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild.
Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. Go get him to do.
Why are they doing this?
They're kids, okay? They're screwing around and they want to ruin everything. Jesus.
Hey, Bobby. I got some mistletoe over here.
I don't think so.
Here I go. Mistletoe.
Phil.
But look, bud, don't bug her, okay?
I'm not really interested. Steve, honey, how about a dance?
Oh, you guys want to dance?
Yeah.
I don't know how to dance this crap. Well, come on, guys. I mean, I think there's a couple of good tunes in here. Here's one here I think you might like, man. God, I can't see. This is one called Silent Night. We just heard this. I'm sorry. Sorry, Steve.
Come on, Steve. We can slow dance to this.
All right, I'll read it. Silent Night, Holy Night. That's very nice, Steve.
I like dancing with my wife.
You can get your hands off my ass, too.
All is calm. All is bright. Round yon virgin, mother and child. Okay, get him out of here. Get out of here, man. Tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Oh, Phil, this is wonderful.
Thank you. Sleep in heavenly peace.
You know, baby, you know we're in L.A. You know what I like to do in L.A.?
Oh, God, we can't screw here, can we?
Silent night. Holy night. Shepherd's quay.
The hell? Oh.
Here it is. We're starting again.
Jesus. Cheapest damn casting I've ever seen.
What do you want?
I want to do it.
Go ahead.
Silent night. Holy night. You're a butt. You look like a butt.
You can tell those kids they can go out and get some Cokes or some crap, you know. They don't have to bother me anymore. We want to do a little singing around the old keyboard, that's fine. But if him and Dickman are going to turn this whole thing into another one of their little juvenile pranks, we don't need that, okay?
I work here. You can't do it.
I don't care if you work here. I can kick you out of here. Unless you want to do this right. Okay, you know the song, We Wish You Merry Christmas?
All I'm going to do is sing it.
Then sing it right. Margaret?
All right, Phil, this is We Wish You a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bud Dickman.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
What are you doing, saying we wish you a Merry Christmas?
Look, Phil, I Xeroxed my ass. Look at this.
Get out of here with that, will you?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry...
Look at I Xeroxed my ass.
Get out of here with that. And that ain't We Wish You a Merry Christmas. It is We Wish You a Merry Christmas. No, it ain't. It's it's Jingle Bells.
Merry Christmas. We wish you...
I don't even know what I'm doing here. I'm Jewish, for Christ.
All right, turn it off.
What?
Turn it off.
Why, what happened?
Just turn it off, man. You guys want to have a Christmas party? Great. You want to Xerox your ass? Go to somebody else's Christmas party, okay? Go to Bill Handel's thing tomorrow.
Boy, you're really not having a lot of fun, are you?
I want to sing these songs right, and I don't need you and Dickman farting in the middle of it, you Xeroxing your ass, or anything else.
Worry, man. I was just trying to have some fun.
We're having fun. We don't need that. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. So he kicked out half the guys. I got Harvey is here, and Mavis, good to see you, dear. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I just have brought my harmonica along. I want to sing along with Harvey. How are you, Harvey?
Good, man. How are you, dear?
I'm good. I want to play harmonica and just wish everybody a very Merry Christmas.
Well, I
get the microphone, Harvey.
I want to sing that song, Home on the Range, because I don't give a crap about Christmas, and Home on the Range makes me feel, I always hum it whenever I have a particularly difficult ball movement, and it seems to relax me.
All right, well, we have it here. I know you don't want to do any Christmas music, and I'll just, go over that comment you made about relaxing yourself. Here we are, Home on the Range. Harvey, go ahead.
All right. Where is it? Oh, this is great. I love this.
Home on the Range.
Go, Harvey. Go, baby. I love it.
Drunk.
Well, give me a home where the buffalo roam and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word.
All right, who did it? It's out. Get him out of here. Get out of here.
Home.
Is that it?
Home on the range. Home on the range where the deer and the antelope play. Where seldom is heard.
No, hold on. You're not doing that right.
Let me finish the song, all right?
Well, you're not doing it right. Stop. He's not doing it right, Phil.
Let him finish. What isn't he doing right?
I told him to hit that note. Harvey, come here, dear.
Wait, don't put your hands on me, all right? Don't ever put your hands on me. That's all I ask.
All right. Where, Phil...
What are you doing?
Phil, where it says, where the deer and the antelope, and I tried to get him to hit this. There is a vibrato there. Where the deer and the antelope play. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I can't do that. I'm 78, for Christ's sake.
Well, I don't know what he wants.
I think he just wants to sing the song, okay?
I don't know what he wants. Let me demonstrate.
I want to do it. I want to do it.
Let him do it, okay?
All right, but he'll mess it up.
Let him mess it up. Who cares if he messes it up? Go ahead, Harvey.
All right.
Will you get them out of here?
Give me the mic.
I just want to show. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and the deer
and the antelope play. I'll do it.
Play.
Oh, Christ.
It's hurt.
A discouraging...
Well, what are you two doing?
Where were you?
I'm chasing those guys out of here, cutting farts in here. What are you doing?
Home on the ray.
On the ray.
Turn it off. Turn it off if you're going to fight about it.
I know how to do it.
I'm singing it. The broad cuts in. I'm singing the song, okay? Now, either I get to sing it...
I'm just telling you, there is a vibrato there that...
I don't give a sweet JJC. If there's a vibrato...
Let him sing the song without the vibrato. Let him just do it, and then you can do the next song.
Which one?
You can do whatever you want to do. You can do freaking Jingle Bells again if you want, okay?
You're sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. You can do Jingle Bells. Yes, I've made the big earth-shattering programming decision. Margaret will do Jingle Bells next, okay?
As long as you're not kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. Go ahead, Harvey.
I need the music.
All right, hold on. God. Here's Home on the Stinking Range. Do it.
I love this song.
God, how boring.
We got to listen to you do Jingle Bells, so, shut up.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam.
Harvey Wyman's a butthead. Harvey Wyman's butt stinks.
Okay. Did I tell you to keep those kids in there? Harvey Weierman's butt stinks is the last thing I heard before the mic went dead. Are they in the other studio?
If I get my hands on that kid.
Don't worry. Are they in the other studio? You got to keep them away from it. Look at Harvey, go over there. Just hear the lyrics.
Oh, so I got to go. What are you telling me that I can't do it?
No, I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm saying just go over there for a second and read these. Where's Jingle Bells? All right, now, you ready to do Jingle Bells? You ready to do Jingle Bells?
I've been waiting for a half hour.
Good. Here's Jingle Stinkin' Bells.
Come on, everyone, let's sing along. Oh, dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Wow, o'er the hills we go. Laughing all the ha-ha-ha-ha, bells on bobtail ring. Making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle. God damn him.
All right, wait a second. Wait. Okay. What I want is security up here right now so that we can get these kids out of here. I would very much appreciate that. Yeah, because we're trying to get some songs done here.
Where are they now, Phil?
They're in the other studio. It's RC and Bud. I know what they're doing. They got one of the mics. They're screwing around. You want to keep screwing around, then we won't do this anymore. No more eggnog for you guys, okay? Okay? Don't call me any names. All right. I don't know what you want to do, but as long as that mic's live in there, there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, what are they doing? Are they getting to the microphone?
They're getting to the microphone. When you're singing Jingle Bells, they're making fart noises into it. And they were calling Harvey names there, so there's all kinds of trouble. We'll take a break here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're going to be out of here in about a half an hour to go down to the block at, or the Game Works at the block at Orange for our CD signing. That'll be at 8 o'clock, $20 per CD. We'll see you down there. And we certainly hope that, you know, you can make it. If not, you can order it online, philhendryshow.com.
Phil Hendry 先生一齐飞行， 我们现在正是在3万尺高空中飞翔， 顺便告诉大家， Captain
from the Las Vegas Strip, high above the Las Vegas Strip, this is Joe Dickhead, NFL pitch. For this, week 16 in the National Football League. Also with me is the professor here as we're picking the big picks in the National Football League. The professor and I live together in my spacious 7,000-foot, square-foot suite here high above the Vegas Strip. Have we got some bowl games for you this weekend? We, of course, don't know what the hell it is we're talking about, but call that all-important hotline now. I absolutely love the Dallas-New Orleans game, and I'll give you that game free if you call 213-251-3189. 213-251-3189. Call me, Joe Dickhead!
Across America, the big name in sports is Joe Dickhead. When you think NFL picks, when you think who's got the big pick and who's the guy that knows what's going on, think Dickhead.
Joe Dickhead's NFL picks here. Copyright production on Joe Dickhead's NFL picks.
Week 16, it's Dallas at New Orleans. Who do you think's going to win this game, brain surgeon? Hey, bucko, yeah, you, the guy out there who thinks he's really got it all together. Who do you think's going to win the Dallas-New Orleans game? Do you really need us to tell you who's going to win the game?
I think they do, and that's why we'll tell you on the road. Of course, Dallas, still playing for pride and a possible championship in the NFC East, beats New Orleans this weekend.
This is the professor. And Denver and Detroit on Christmas Day ought to be a real barn burner. Ought to be, but it won't, as Denver upsets Detroit. Detroit on the road in the Pontiac Silverdome. Do I really believe that? Of course I don't. But I thought I'd say something controversial to try to move this piece of crap segment along one more miserable, rotten week.
This is Joe Dickhead with our NFL picks with a really beat-to-death segment called Joe Dickhead's NFL Picks.
This is the professor, and if you call our hotline now at 213-251-3189, you can have the Arizona-Atlanta game free. Because, frankly, I don't know one sorry son of a bee that's going to pay for that.
We think it's Arizona and Atlanta. Arizona winning that game on the road against the Atlanta Falcons. They still got that young guy by the name of Jake Plummer. They still got a football team they think is pretty good. They still got those big PFLs there in Arizona. We think Arizona wins that game. But who gives a crap?
That's exactly right. Indianapolis will be playing Cleveland in Cleveland. Indianapolis has won the AFC Eastern Division crown. Certainly, they want to keep some momentum going for the big, pardon me for just one moment.
Indianapolis at Cleveland. The Indianapolis Colts going into the playoffs. They want to be red hot. Cleveland's Orlando Brown will be suspended, most probably, and fined by the National Football League for pushing a referee onto his ass at a football game last week. Look for Indianapolis to continue the woes of Browns fans in Cleveland.
This is the professor. Now, where was I? Minnesota at the God damn it, you take it, okay? I gotta get...
Yeah, all right. Minnesota at the New York Giants. Looks like the Giants win another one at home there for Jim Fassel. The Giants, who looked like they were going nowhere fast, still are. But look at Minnesota's season go to hell in a handbasket. We think it's the Giants.
And the St. Louis and Chicago game looks like an interesting matchup. Well, maybe last year when they both equally sucked, but this year St. Louis seems to think that they can win a few football games. Matter of fact, they won 12 of them. So I think it's going to be...
St. Louis beat Chicago there at home against the Chicago Bears. Oakland at San Diego. This is one of those traditional grudge matches in the American Football Conference Western Division. Both football teams with high hopes at the beginning of the year, and of course both teams falling on some very difficult times. San Diego, what's happened to you? What's the pick, Professor?
Well, I think that Oakland
What happened? Is that it? Something has happened in Las Vegas. I don't know what, but it sounded to me like it sounded to me like the professor turned into some kind of fluid sucking thing, and Joe Dickhead's dead. So we won't get to know all the picks there for Cincinnati, Buffalo, Carolina, Jacksonville, Kansas City, Green Bay, Washington, New York. That's it. All I heard was the professor metamorphosizing into some kind of gelatinous thing and sucking the marrow out of the bones of Joe Dickhead. That's the last we heard. I don't know. I can't tell you. All right, well, that's it. I can tell you what I think will happen, but you don't want to hear what I think will happen. So that's as much as we've got from Joe Dickhead's NFL picks this weekend. Hey, you know, the weekend is upon us, the Christmas weekend. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Forgive me, we thought that segment obviously would go a little bit longer. I have no idea what happened to Joe Dickhead, huh? No, we actually didn't think it would go any longer than that. Yeah, we anticipated that that particular moment that would happen. So we could get out of it as quickly as we could. Well, you know, this being the holiday season, I have been a tad reflective over the last few weeks, and particularly reflective listening to our first hour tonight. And I was thinking about self-help books and thinking about what I might be able to do with the rest of my life. We are beginning a new millennium, and it's the first day of the rest of my life and all of those cliches, but they are true, aren't they? And I was thinking the other day, going through a bookstore and looking for Christmas gifts. I was looking at, you know, 10 ways to do this, 9 ways to do that, self-help book here, Dr. So-and-so's book to help you do such and such. And this book, you know, The Way Out of Shame and New Pride in Yourself, all of these self-help books, right? And it seemed to me that they all, not all, but a lot of them had one thing in common. They were all written by people who've been divorced like 6-7 times, you know, or that they'd gone bankrupt. Or in the case of Bob Green this afternoon, had done 4 years at the men's colony at San Luis Obispo for embezzling $250,000 for an escrow company, you know. I mean, a lot of these people, and I don't want to name any names, but they've been married 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times, and they still haven't gotten it right. All different manner of dirtbags with a PhD or an MD or something at the end of their name, right? Now, I was looking at my life. I'm not, I guess, much of an example for anybody, but I do know one thing about me. I've only been married once. I'm still married to my wife. I have 4 stepkids who seem to think that I'm a pretty good guy. I'm happier probably now than I've ever been in my life. My career is very successful. I've got a fair amount of money. I make a nice income. What's wrong with my life? There's nothing wrong with my life. As a matter of fact, I'm the kind of guy that ought to be writing one of those books. You know what I'm saying? Not some dirtbag who's been divorced like 6 or 7 times or can't stay married to the same guy. Whatever their problem is, I'm the guy that ought to write a book like that because I'm a happy guy. I'm a happy guy. I'm a successful guy. I'm a, you know, ain't nothing wrong with me at all. Now, yeah, I waited a long time before I got married. So I got it out of my system, you know, whatever the hell you want to call it, sowed my wild oats. And now married to a woman who I will be married to for the rest of my life with a pretty nice family and pretty good digs, and things are going really good. So I thought maybe what I would do this year is devote myself to writing a book about how I did it. In fact, I might even call it that, How I Did It by Phil Hendry. I ain't never been divorced. I ain't I haven't been to jail for that many nights. And I pay my taxes, pay my bills, not bankrupt. Don't have any chapter 11s or 7s in my past. I got good credit. Buying a new house. I got to write a book about the modern step family, something right, you know, because this is a guy sitting here with all due humility. This is a guy who can tell you how to do it. I can count on one hand the amount of jail time I've done in nights. I can count on 2 fingers. Well, maybe 3. I can't quite recall. they all kind of blend into each other, one into the other. I know there were some watery scrambled eggs in one of them. Anyway. Oh, they weren't eggs? Okay. I woke up on a sidewalk. Next thing I know, I was drinking some of that bad jailhouse coffee. And well, you know what I'm saying. You woke up on a sidewalk in front of a jailhouse once, Mike? Oh, okay. Actually, I see that Mike's wife Gretchen's in there. The fact is he did. He told me that. Mike woke up on a sidewalk in front of a jailhouse, and there was a copper staring down at him and said, "How convenient. Follow me." Anyway, I'm the kind of guy that ought to write one of them books, and I'm thinking that I will. I'll devote 2000. Wow. How time flies when you're having a ball. Year 2000, I'll devote to writing a book about how I did it, see? And when I do, it ain't going to be no kooky autobiography, not some weird-ass joke book. This is going to be it's going to be called How I Did It. By Phil Hendry. My rags to riches story. How I did it. How I came from crap to the relative sunshine and peace of my life today. Because it ain't bad. And you guys take all those books you got in your bookshelf by all these people who have been married 800 times, divorced 650 times, all kinds of scum buckets out there. Now, some of the alternate titles that Mike Crozier's been thinking about for his life story, Lipstick on My Junk, The Life and Times of... No, I'm just kidding. You don't honestly think that I'm going to take that as any possible suggestion, do you? Hey, Phil, here's a great one. Lipstick on My Junk, The Life and Times of Phil Hendry. No, I don't think so. No, I think it's been a good life, and I think this coming year I'm going to devote to telling you how I did it so that you guys can do it the way I did it. It doesn't cost a lot of money. It takes a little bit of time, but I can tell you there is no hypocrisy here. No bull crap coming from me. No judgment coming from me. I know how tough it is to make it in this world. You just do what you're doing, okay? You keep on doing, keep on making your mistakes. That's the name of my next book. Keep on screwing up. How I Did It, Phil Hendry, something like that. And don't listen to the rest of these jackballs, okay? And if you do, make sure they got some kind of a life that they're coming from. So, some of these people with their checkered pasts, oh, man. I want to start a show called the Dr. Ass Show. D-R-A-S-S, Dr. Ass. Hi, I'm an ass. For the next 3 hours, we'll tell you how I did it. So anyway, a Merry Christmas to you. Have we got something we're going to lock the show out with? Something, I don't know, seasonal? Little Merry Christmas Baby by Otis Redding? What do you want to hear, Schaaf? Oh, Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Yeah. For the 148,000th time, Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Yeah, go dig that one out of the refuse heap out there, will you? Yeah. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show here. I can't stand this thing. Every time I try to play Jingle Bells, I get How Deep Is Your Love? There you go. Anyway, as we conclude our program here for this Christmas week, it's been a real ball. Anyway, I would like to remind you that tonight we will be over there at the Gameworks at the Block at Orange, 8 o'clock tonight. We'll be signing our CDs, selling them for $20 a piece, and who knows, we may just have a picture snapped with you if you'd like. All of the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. It'll be fun. Also, I'd like to thank at this moment the fine Schaefer family for the big bottle of Jose Don Julio Blanco. I almost said Jose Cuervo. What a mortal sin. An absolute, huh? Yeah, and you know, Crozier just asked a very good question. How many freaking bottles of that crap do I need anyway? I got a free bottle from you. I got one from Bill Kiesling, our webmaster. Who else? Somebody give me a bottle of Julio Blanco. Now I get an email from a guy whose brother works for Seagram's. They just bought Julio Blanco. He says, hey, I'll put you in touch with my brother. He'll keep you in all the free Don Julio you want. What am I, a juice hound all of a sudden? There's no real commercial tie-in I can do with any of this stuff because guess what? It's against the law on radio to do liquor tie-ins. So all the cool stuff that I like, I can't make a dime off of in terms of advertising. Anyway, thanks for that. And I want to thank Mike Crozier for stopping off in Pasadena tonight to pick up a little something for the, you know, he made a run for me. I appreciate that. Very nice of you, Mike. So we got all the crap that we need. That means I get to sleep in tomorrow. And before that, though, it's a little trip on down to Orange to Gameworks at the Block at Orange to sign our CD. Best of the Phil Henry Show 99, Communism is Neat CD. And that's tonight at 8 o'clock. So you want to go down there, we'll sign it for you. And all of the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless kids in Hollywood. Also, Carell and Andrew will be back 4 to 7 in Los Angeles. I'll be back 7 to 10 West Coast live next week. Because those of you who are listening to the program right now on our network, if you thought this was live, you're wrong. We've been on tape all week, which was a particular painfully tough thing for me to deal with. But what the hell? Really cool thing to do with the kids, half eat a carrot and throw it on the driveway. They'll think one of the reindeers was eating it. Also, don't forget that when you leave out the milk and cookies, take a bite out of one of the stinking cookies and drink some of the milk. Otherwise, the kids will do, as they did last year at my house, they'll say something like, what, Santa wasn't hungry? I'd forgotten to take a bite out of the damn cookie. So there was the cookie, there was the milk, stale as hell, and there was a big carrot laying on the driveway, almost as if it dropped out of Rudolph's rear end. Sorry about that. So take a bite out of that carrot, a little something out of the cookie. Make it look like Santa Claus was there, all right? Walk around on the roof, too, and ring some of them bells. That works. Mm-hmm.
Houdini, yeah.